Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Mary, and today is Thursday, December 3rd. Right now, we are going through our Advent devotional guide. So each day, we will be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through our part of the Christmas hymn together. You will also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we are working from today is O Come, Emmanuel. And the fifth stanza says this, O come, thou key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. Our scripture for today comes from Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 through 13. Verse 7 says this, To the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength. Yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. And I will also write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. O Come, Emmanuel has been called a rather uncheerful song when it was compared to the more jolly variety of Christmas tunes, but in reality it is chock full of hopeful news and should be sung with longing and great expectation. In the fifth verse of this Christmas hymn, we read of Jesus's great redemptive task of giving us safe passage to heaven and of his closing the path to misery for those who await his coming. When I think of a closed path, my mind takes me back to high school when my friend Melissa and I went with her older cousin to Chimney Rock Park in North Carolina. This park was the location where much of the movie The Last of the Mohicans was filmed. We wanted to see where one particular scene was shot, but there was a tall gate that had the words, Do not enter, on it. We decided to jump the fence and find the scene for some breathtaking views. Now I want to tell you that as an adult, I am mortified at the younger me. I should have known better. But on that day, we made the wrong choice. After scaling the wall, we quickly realized why this path was off limits and a path that leads to misery. It was a super narrow walkway overlooking a very steep edge with no railing. One misstep could have been tragic. When we were 5 minutes into our exploration, we heard footsteps. A park ranger arrived to tell us we couldn't be exploring where we were. He could have had us arrested, I think, but some quick talking by my friend's cousin got us a strong reprimand instead. Why do I tell this story? It is a reminder that sin is always beckoning us to its path. Even though there is a do not enter sign throughout Scripture, we jump the fence often to commit sins against people and against God. And the only thing that our sins get us is misery, as the song suggests. They promise great views, epic adventure, and something in return, but sinful desire only leads to death as one misstep takes way to the next. Yet, as the song reminds us, and as the passage of Revelation reveals, those who keep the word of Jesus, even though they are weak, will have safe passage into the kingdom of heaven and an open door that no one can shut. Revelation 3:7. Instead of focusing on the path we should not take, we should turn our gaze to the open gate that leads to pure joy and peace. Safe passage is depicted in one of our stained glass windows in our chapel. In the image, the traveler is headed to the beautiful city, but his leg is covered with creeping vines. This is a picture of our fallen state. But the image on the window is nonetheless hopeful as the man continues walking, peering at the new home he desires. That traveler is us, and the beautiful city is our dwelling with the Lord, the one who is holy and true, and who holds the key of David. Revelation 3:7. My prayer is that this Christmas season and always, we will keep our eyes on the heavenly city and the kingdom to come. And as we obey God's word, we will find hope that He is returning to take us to our true home. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.